It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Happy Halloween! It's the one night a year when us grown-ups can play dress-up, watch scary movies, and eat lots of candy. My friend Andrea Letard likes Halloween as much as I do. Andrea is the owner of Andrea's Cooktails, a personal chef and catering company. She's also the author of a blog of the same name and a book that will be published in the spring.
Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday. There's something so playful and fun about it. And when November 1st rolls around, I just don't quite like it to end. So I keep it going by continuing the constant pumpkin recipes. But one of my favorite things to do is to use leftover Halloween candy to make fun treats.
Her go-to Halloween candy recipe is one I'm going to be making tomorrow.
My everything candy bar milkshake recipe is a go-to for the week after Halloween. We get lots of trick-or-treaters, but I always hold back a few candy bars to make milkshakes the following week. To make it, simply chop up about 2 cups of various leftover candy bars. The more of a mixture, the better the milkshake. Place the candy in a blender with a quart of ice cream and 1 to 1.5 cups of milk and just blend it all up together.
Not into milkshakes? Then no worries.
There are so many recipes you can sneak leftover Halloween candy into. Also try it as a cake topping inside a chocolate pie or let your kids decorate a fresh batch of brownies with it. There's no need for any candy to go to waste.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Halloween!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.